Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub. This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tatum with Siakam, with a hand on his back, puts it to the floor, one drive, step back, 15 feet, score to the foul!
No, put y'all. And the technical.
And a technical!
Oh, God!
You can't do that. Oh, my goodness. Sean Corbin, who got abused by Marcus Smart earlier, with a very quick trigger on a technical, and there's a lot to sort out here.
Five sports of it's Dutcher Rich. All right, I'm scrolling through this. This is great stuff. So we have John Wallach, of course, and Joe Murray here in studio. And as I was mentioning earlier in the show, there's really two reasons that you need to be following both Bankroll Boys on Twitter. Number one is because they throw out, you know, bets and you can get all that betting information, all that stuff. But also because those two guys love going back at people who question not only their sports takes, but their ability at betting. And you know, Joe Murray yesterday, you had a funny back and forth because it was with a guy. Hang on, here it is right here. Okay, all right. You were talking about how McAvoy apparently sold it yesterday. You know, because that was one thing that we talked about on the air. How you were saying that McAvoy ended up selling him getting hit, and, you know, he got, it looked like he was concussed. I think we disagree with you, obviously.
You think?
Yeah, I don't know why you would think that, but you know what? That's a take. You came out there, you threw it out there, and some guy started yelling at you and saying, how could you say that? You know, you just want to be Michael Felger, and then you told that guy to go pee off, and it was great. It was just a fantastic.
Did you really say that to that guy?
Here, hang on, here. I'll read you the back and forth.
Okay.
Guy tweets Joe Murray and says, I'm confused at how Joe Murray thinks McAvoy was selling that hit. I need explanations. DM me for my number and call me tomorrow on the air. Let's talk about it. Okay, so he wants to, I demand airtime. And Joe Murray says, he got hit and tried to sell it, and it's McAvoy. And he tweets,
I
like,
gotta
sell
get
it.
The spelling right. Because he didn't What's spell that? Right. So I got to get the spelling right.
Oh, okay.
Just like
okay.
When someone says you're fat, yeah, you're fat. I'm like, I write back, you are. You know what I mean? I got to get the right grammar in there.
I know you are, but sure. What am I?
He put two C's in McAvoy, and he goes, he got hit and tried to sell it, and it's McAvoy. And the guy wrote back, goes, sell it. He got his body forced into the board. Stop trying to be Mike Felger and just trying to get famous off of horrible takes. Unreal, bro. And then Joe Murray writes back. You know he means business because he starts his tweet off like this. Bro. B-R-O-O-O-O-O-O. I'm from Boston, so could never be Mike Felger. I'm not quite sure what that means. He goes, so I think he tried to sell a penalty, yet he made it back into the game. Same thing Cassidy complained about, but I'm trying too hard for a take. D, by the way, you spelled two incorrectly in that
I
right
did.
There.
I'm
so
sorry.
Maybe he could come back to you on that. But I mean, but I love that. I mean, you going back and forth is something that, by the way, you know, no one really, you never win when you do that, but it makes me laugh. So please continue to go back and
forth. Real quick on that one, his headline said guy of hot takes in degenerate betting. And so I wrote back, dude, your headline, it sounds like we should be friends. And he wrote back to me, beers later. So like that's how the interactions happen. Normally we always end up being friends after we got
another satisfied customer.
Yeah.
All right, so there's you, which always seems to be kind of like that's like harmless ball busting. But then there's Lifshatz. Now Lifshatz, like anybody questions his like batting expertise, dude, he comes out there with pure anger.
Yeah, he's the hammer of God. You go after him.
Okay, and you've first of all, before I read some of his tweets here, Joe Murray, you can attest to this, right?
Like,
okay.
He's got his head in his hands. That's the most pure answer I've ever seen from Joe. It's really a shame. You really need to watch us on Twitch right now, because you'll see when you asked Joe that, there was the eye roll, and now he's leaning on one fist. He's like, "Yep."
Just kind of give me a little bit of a feeling of what you've seen him do when somebody comes at him with any sort of
it usually
disrespect.
Starts off with a dude, you don't watch basketball, or dude, you know nothing about anything. Or some sort of, you know nothing. Just kind of like, you don't watch basketball. And then it gets really angry with swears.
Okay. The last thing that you want to do with Dan Livshatz, now you might want to do it if you want him to go back and forth with you, is to tell him that he owes people money.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
There's some dude who keeps saying that he owes 50 grand to somebody. Oh. And Livshatz goes crazy. I owe $0. You don't know. If you listen, I'm not saying that if you want to rile him up, say that to him at Dan Livshatz. But I'm just telling you,
I have to deal with this guy tomorrow. What are you doing?
I love Dan Livshatz, and it cracks me up.
And then you're just going to torque him, and he's going to be here tomorrow, and I have to deal with this.
Oh, come on.
The fallout of this.
Livshatz loves this. So this guy named Cash Out King tweeted Dan Livshatz and said, Dan Livshatz is 50K in debt and refused to pay. You're a champ, bro. And Dan Livshatz, of course, engages this guy and retweets this. Literally owes $0 and 0 cents to anyone. And then he goes, you didn't pay your debt because you couldn't afford it. Pretty pathetic. And then the same guy keeps coming at, you know, at him. And then there's a bunch of other people that are coming at him. And I think they just now know that he will get riled up if you say that he owes money. Because I'm seeing a lot of this. What world don't I win? Oh, this is great. Pay your 50K debt, bro. And he goes, I have zero debt. It's pathetic you have to lie about blank, because last time you owed someone, they needed to get lawyers involved to get paid. I mean, Livshatz wants to get personal with these guys, which I absolutely love watching this implode. But if you want to, and this, now you've seen this firsthand, right? Joe Murray, him losing money.
Yeah, and that guy, he made up that's a troll account, obviously. But the guy that he is inferring, he actually owes people money.
That's
why Dan's mad.
Oh boy.
No, not Dan. I'm saying this guy, I believe that the guy who's trolling is trying to go at Livshatz saying that he owes money, when really it's the guy who owes.
Okay. And just when I think it's all done and over with, that was from, I think, 2 days ago when I saw that I go to the top of his timeline, and he's still in a fight with somebody. He's still fighting with the guy about, some guy goes, hey, pay your 50K debt and stop whining. And this is a different person. Nobody would take your bets if you don't pay your debts. He goes, LMAO, I have $0 in debt. In fact, people owe me, so STFU. So,
I can confirm Livshatz does not owe me anybody, does not know anybody I know anybody. So I can confirm that.
Somebody said, I never complained to add Dan Livshatz once, never again. Scary. No, you gotta watch out, man. You gotta watch out, because Livshatz will come out with you. He will find your address. He will come at you.
Well, you know what it is, Rich? We'll go 9-1. Like last night, Livshatz went 7-3. One of the losses was the Raptors. We took the wrangle. But 7-3 is a damn good night.
7-3 is a great night.
But, you know, oh, you missed the wrangle. So it's like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. The wrangle's not real. I don't know. It's just this, this myth that you guys come up with. So I don't know. Maybe we should trademark it and just start making t-shirts and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. What, the wrangle? Trademark the wrangle?
Trademark the wrangle. And
everyone
just
knows
start...
it's a Bankroll Boy special. Everyone knows that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe we should maybe make it official.
So you can actually make some money on it.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm in.
You know, that's what I love about Joe Murray. His hustle never stops. When he's not doing this show, he's, you know, doing his, podcast. When he's not doing a podcast, he's doing classes on how to do a podcast with Sarge, which I don't know why Sarge was involved, even though I like Sarge. I don't really know, why he was part of that.
That was great. People loved it. We zoomed right in.
You can't stop the hustle.
40 people in the room. It was great.
All right. We will get to what Magic Johnson had to say about last night because it's fantastic. And everything else about the Celtics game, we'll talk about that. 617-779-0985.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Big McAvoy down in the far corner. Out in front, Paquette as the Bruins touch up, and now Nordstrom grabs a piece of Paquette. Paquette met by a couple of Bruins. McAvoy is down in a heap in the far corner. And he is still down, being attended to by the Bruins training staff. And a look of concern on head coach Bruce Cassidy.
Oh, he went into the boards head first. Paquette on the numbers. Did he turn and put himself in the position? That's...
So McAvoy gets up.
Oh, he is not in a good place right now, though.
Well, I mean, it's conspiracy if you're Joe Murray. So just thought I'd play that clip. 617-779-0985. So, John, Joe, how are you feeling a day removed from obviously what happened with the Bruins? And what's going on with Chara and how you feel about the future of this team? Because the more I think about it, the... I don't know. I thought I'd feel a little bit better. I'm feeling a little worse about all of this.
Yeah,
and you just look at the youth of the Lightning, and you see what's going on with the Bruins and the decisions they're going to have to make. I mean, it's going to be a tough job for Don Sweeney to figure out how you get this to a point where you're going to be able to come back and do something against these guys next season.
Honestly, and I'm right there with you, Rich, and I think we talked about specifically what we thought was next for the Bruins early in the show yesterday, and I said I'm leaning towards rebuild, and I still feel that way, but it has to be a modified rebuild. In order to do this core justice, you have to figure out a way to get this team to Tampa's level or close to it in the next 2 to 3 years. But if you're going to do that, you have to make decisive moves in the next 2 months. You have to somehow bring in younger talent, or you have to go all in like Tampa has done. And really get as many good players as you can on the roster. Damn the system, damn the cap, and just go for it here and then suffer the consequences in 2 to 3 years. Maybe that means signing Tuukka Rask to an extension. And I know a lot of Bruins fans don't want that, but he is going to be the starting goaltender next year, and there is no one you can get that's going to be in his ballpark as far as talent is concerned.
Joe Murray, how you feel about giving Tuukka Rask an extension?
I'm out. I'm out on Tuukka Rask at this point. I just think that his dependability isn't there anymore.
So, do you want it? So, for this core, Joe, you agree the window closes in 2 years max, right?
Yeah, I think.
So, how are you going to do these people justice? Okay. Is it over? Are you moving on from this?
I don't know. I think I think they're going to move on from Rask. I think they have to move on from
Rask.
Are
you moving on from this core now? Because if you move on from Rask, we all agree they're not going to get a guy back in there who's of equal value that can steal a game for you.
There's
so
nobody
if that's the case, you're going to take a step back, not a step forward.
Listen, what's the easiest thing for this team to do? It's to bring the band back together and go for it again. It's just, is that what's best long term? I don't think so.
There's another factor I didn't think about yesterday when we were talking about Zdeno Chara and whether he's going to return, because he seems uncertain. I mean, he was asked and he didn't flat out say he was coming back. You know, he said there was some thinking he had to do. And, you know, the first thing that I said that would sway him not to come back would be if they start the season in a bubble. That just sounds like a nightmare. Like, I mean, this is not fun for anybody being away from their family. Nobody wants to do it. And if you're somebody who's teetering on the edge of retiring and not retiring, it just seems like that would be a sign. I'd be like, I'm done. I'm not coming back. The other thing I thought about is if you're Zdeno Chara and let's say things don't work out with Tuukka, and maybe Tuukka's, you know, he's hinted that his heart's not into it. And maybe this is something where Tuukka's going to retire and he's done. I mean, there's been hints of that. I'm not speaking out of school here. If Tuukka's not there next year, I don't think Chara comes back either. Because he doesn't want to be part of something that he doesn't think can go for one last run. And that's a legitimate thing that they have to consider. Who knows where Tuukka's head's at? Nobody knows right now. Maybe today, Don Sweeney might pick up the phone because, I mean, he's got a lot of work to do over these next, you know, few months. And maybe Tuukka's one of their priorities to figure out, you know, if we are going to start making moves, one of the things we need to know is solid for next year is whether or not Tuukka Rask is all in. And, you know, and I think that one domino leads to the next. And if he's not, I think that totally affects whether Chara comes back.
I also think it affects the future of this franchise. I mean, we were just talking about this. I am of the mind that you need to move on because the core has done as well as it can. Tampa is younger, better, and their core players are signed for longer. You need to retool and come at this thing again in 2 or 3 years, hopefully with Marchand leading the charge and Pastrnak leading the charge and McAvoy leading the charge. I think the great days of Krejci, Bergeron, Marchand, Chara, Rask, I think it's done. And you have to move on.
Here's the only reason why I'm not sold on that. Is because I think that this break screwed up everything. And you just look all around the league in the NHL and the teams that were great, you know, like out west, you know, you saw it happen out west. You've seen it with the East. They were the best team. And then things just got all screwy. And we knew that there was going to be a chance that that would happen. We've been saying that since the beginning. And I know Joe's been talking about it. We've been looking at betting lines. You know, how would it affect every team? It absolutely affected this team in some sort of way. For them to go from full throttle to hardly even being competitive during that round robin was concerning. And I think that you saw it most with a guy like Chara. And Chara is the best conditioned athlete in the world, but he's also, what, 43 now? And you saw how he just wasn't able to get back to even close to where he was playing at the end of the season. The whole team wasn't. As a matter of fact, Fluto Shinzawa, who we all like and we all respect, he writes for The Athletic, and he wrote it's not really a report card, but it was basically who exceeded and who fell below expectations when it came to the playoffs, judging by who they were during the regular season and who they ended up being in the postseason. And he only had three players that exceeded his expectations. I'll give you Stadnica because that's a tough one, but can you name the other two that he said were better than expected? Only two.
Coyle.
Coyle, he had met expectations.
Okay. I think Pasta was better than expectations.
McAvoy? Pastrnak was the best scorer in the league.
McAvoy?
Yeah, no, but did you guys have Pastrnak as the best scorer in the league?
What? No. I'm talking
in the playoffs. From the regular season in the playoffs.
From what they were in the regular season to the playoffs.
There's McAvoy?
He had. No, but McAvoy was, I thought, was very good. And I think that he deserved
I'd say Krejci is probably one of them.
Krejci's one of them. And the other one is Brad Marchand.
Okay.
And matter of fact, he thought he was the best all-around performer on the roster came to that. And he's right. I mean, when it came to just, I mean, he was relentless. He says, accepted without complaint a change in the power play from the right side half boards to net front duty, shown in this role, scoring three power play goals as a dominant far post presence. He's right. So you had those three that did that. Now, in the he's got eight that are even, eight people that, you know, like met expectations: Patrice Bergeron, Anders Bjork, Connor Clifton, Charlie Coyle, Yaroslav Halak, Charlie McAvoy, David Pastrnak, and then he put Dan Vladar, Vladash, whatever you want to call him. And he's got 15 players in the minus category.
Yeah.
And I look at these.
They weren't good. They weren't good at all. This team underachieved. They lost in five games in the second round of the playoffs. But ultimately, Rich, what does that mean for the future? That's what we were talking about. We were talking about what is going to happen to this team moving forward, regardless of what happened, regardless of the reasons. The Bruins are out in the second round. They have an aging core and a window that may or may not be closed. What do you think this team should do in the next month or two?
And this is what I
think. Well, no, I want Rich's answer to
well,
this.
Well, I think that they need to have some hard conversations about what the hell's
going on. No, but in your opinion, obviously, in your opinion, Rich, should this team make a push for one more run at it?
Yes.
So you're on board with loading up, and damn what happens in two or three years.
I think the team is good enough. We saw it, man. I mean, you can't play as well as you did in the regular season. I mean, they were dominant in the regular season.
Yeah, they were.
And then just throw it all away the next year. This was a weird year. There was a gigantic, 4-month wrench that was thrown in the middle of everything. Now, that Lightning team, you better start trying to make moves to specifically beat that team right there.
But that's the thing. They're trapped against the cap. You're going to lose Krug. You're not going to sign any free agent of note, especially with the DeBrusk contract on deck. And you have McAvoy to worry about in a couple of years. You have Carlo to worry about. And you have Krejci, who's going to be a free agent after next season. I mean, it's the arrow's pointing the other way. Tampa has all of these guys locked up for at least two more seasons and beyond. I mean, and it would be different if Tampa Bay, I understand the geography, but it would be different if that Tampa Bay roster was in the West, where they might get knocked out by somebody. They're in your division. You're going to keep bumping up against them. That's the problem here.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, man. But, I mean, you can't scrap what you had when you were that close.
Yep.
Yeah, and now, once again, this all depends on whether or not Rask is all in on next year. He has to be all in, because without him, then I'm with you, John. Then, you know, you got to start over or do something. Without Rask, the window's closed.
Yeah.
If you don't have Tuukka Rask, this is done. So, all of this that you're seeing.
So the only thing I would say to that is Don Sweeney's the guy. And I've asked this question to many guys here. I don't know if he can make a trade to make the team better. The Coyle trade's been good. Everything else has been subpar. We haven't seen the Kasha trade. But if you look at the salary cap going in the next season, it's David Krejci, the most money at $7 million, and then it's Rask. You got to do something about one or two of those guys or both. The only thing is, if you do move on from Rask, I think the only guy that can bring you any return for a competitive goaltender is Brad Marchand. I'm starting to look at Marchand and his future. I understand he's a perfect Bruin, right? Everybody loves him. He's 32 years old with, four more years on his deal?
Right.
You're not trading Bergeron, right?
Nope.
And you're not trading Pastrnak.
Nope.
So he's the guy. And I bet you they can get a haul.
They're not going to trade.
I hear you. But that's the only guy you can look at.
No, I agree. But they're not going to trade him.
All right, let's go to John on line one. What's up, John? You're on the show.
What's going on, boys? Love this show. I really do. I'll tell you what, you can't bring Rask back. I mean, he's opted out many a time between the Olympics to, you know, game 82 when the playoffs were on the season. He's just not a guy you can depend on. And for you to say, like, he's all in, you know, he has to be all in for next year, he's never been all in. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You're saying there's not a replacement, however. I do have a name out there. Keith Primo's son is backing up Carey Price over in Montreal. Caden Primo, he's a Northeastern kid, played in the Olympics.
Do you know the family?
Listen, John, no. I appreciate you throwing the plug out for your boy. But, I mean, John, that's awesome, and I'm glad you know who Keith Primo's kid is, but I'll tell you this much. He's not winning a Stanley Cup right now. And you know what?
That's where this team is.
And I'll tell you this about Tuukka. You know, you can say, you know, his heart hasn't been into it because he's flat out said that he's considered retiring before. And we don't know if – see, to me, I'm more worried about that than him obviously missing the end of this year. That's the family thing.
And I think the whole retirement thing doesn't help your cap. Like, didn't they have to do something with Tim Thomas once? Like, something with his cap or something like that?
I don't know. Let's give that guy a shot. You know,
I love calls like that. This guy has played two NHL games in his career.
Hey, what's his stats, though? How did he do in those two NHL games, John? Don't you dismiss our callers.
He gave up five goals in 119 minutes, had a goals against of 2.52, was 1-1.
Dan's got a suggestion. Yes, Dan.
I have a little twist to this series. Why don't we insert Shane Knighty into it, the sheriff?
I mean, listen, maybe this guy's maybe he knows something we don't know.
You're right. I shouldn't have discounted that phone call. That's my bad.
Yep. You know what? That guy's going to be a superstar. We're going to look back, and I'm going to laugh at you, John Wall, for mocking him.
Fair enough.
All right. By the way, Rob on Twitter says, top three things the Bruins need to do. Number one, re-sign Rask. Number two, give Chara one more year. Number three, replace Dale Arnold. That's the key. That is the key. If you do those three things,
sure,
you got duck boat heaven, as long as, you know, we're in a place where you can have duck boats again. And let's face it, a Stanley Cup parade without being able to have a parade would have been fairly depressing. So who cares if they won it this year? All right, 617-779-0985. Let's get to the headlines with Joe Murray.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is the home of the game.
Patriots!
And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tatum, kick out, Smart, he's due, three in the air, got it, doesn't make one until it matters. Tatum whips the pass out to Marcus Smart, launches a deep three, got it again.
And when he gets on the roll, man, he can make some things happen.
Return to Marcus Smart. Oh, not three in a row. Bang!
Dude, that's how you bust the bubble!
Marcus Smart, step back, crazy three, and he drills it again to tie the game. You've got to be kidding me with this guy.
No, you're not kidding me. Bubble buster!
Grant Williams to Marcus Smart. Maybe they can. It's three in the air. It's good. And he got fouled.
Man, give me some ketchup, somebody. Somebody just spill it on my hot dog. Marcus Smart. Baby, are you real right now?
Marcus Smart has all 16 Boston points in the quarter.
That was fun as hell. 98.5 of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. We got Joe Murray in studio, John Wallach as well. And Marcus Smart just doing his best Larry Bird imitation yesterday. Five threes in a row. They were in an eight-point hole and ends up scoring 16 points straight. Mike Gorman, who's going to be on with us at 8:20, said he was going to be the most important player in this series, or at least in the postseason, I believe he said. And so far, it's not far from it. You would obviously argue that it was Jason Tatum, but then you take a look at what he's been able to do on both sides. And Joe, you've had an opinion that for a while now that you think this team is better without Gordon Hayward than it is with it. I disagree with you. John Wallach obviously disagrees with you as well. But you know, you last night were peacocking a little bit. And listen, it's tough when you got a team. As a matter of fact, I think that this is the first time, John, and I don't, you're the stat guy, so you might know this. I think it's like since 86 that they've come out of the box in the playoffs and won six straight.
It is like, 86.
Yeah. So, I mean, what they're doing is, and they've looked great ever since the bubble has started, where, you know, you looked at a team like the Bruins, the time off obviously affected how well that they played. I think it might have affected how well the Celtics played in a different way. You had time for Kemba, obviously, to heal. The bench, you heard stories about, even though Grant Williams isn't really one of the guys that we need to be talking about, but, I mean, he spent that time with Kemba Walker kind of learning how to be a better player. That says something a little bit about the DNA of this team. You know, instead of taking it off and just waiting for your call, you know, he said, I'm going to take this time to learn from the guy on the team that I should be learning the most from, and he did that. And I think that there's a good mindset, and I don't know if it's a Brad Stevens thing. I don't know if it's the players themselves, guys like Jaylen Brown, who are the team leaders, or Marcus Smart, who I think that probably should be the captain of this team. If you're going to name anyone, it should be Marcus Smart. But there's something about this team and just how it seems like they truly gel, unlike obviously last year when Kyrie Irving was here, that lends itself to a good performance, to I guess a strive for excellence, and you've seen that. And I even thought that when we had Danny Ainge on, he said that you were more than likely going to see that. Teams that didn't get along from the jump, like the 76ers, are more prone to fall apart when you're stuck in an environment where you're away from your family, or, you know, you're not able to play in front of your home crowd. And for the Celtics, this has paid off very well. Now, Joe, to your point, Do you still think that this team is better without Gordon Hayward?
Yeah, I do. And just hear me out. Him not being with the team, it shortens the bench. It makes the team overall worse. So that's been a take I've had all along. I think without Gordon Hayward in the mix, they have less basketballs to go around. And I think it's basically helping out the stars in Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Kemba Walker. And, you know, even Daniel Tice is getting more rebounds, and Marcus Smart's a better ball handler. That's my own opinion. But the record shows that they went 14-6 this season without Gordon Hayward in the regular season. And now they've won on a five-game winning streak without him in the playoffs. So I just think he's one less body that you have to give the basketball to. You're giving more minutes to Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Kemba Walker. It's working. They're playing 30 to 40 minutes a night. And I don't think they're missing Gordon Hayward at all. But again, when the bench needs to be challenged, which they haven't yet, maybe that's when you'll start to see the loss of Gordon Hayward.
Okay, hold on. Can I answer some of this?
Sure.
Okay. Gordon Hayward was in the middle of the best season of his NBA career when he got hurt. And you're talking about big minutes now. His absence has given big minutes to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They were going to get those big minutes anyway. Gordon Hayward and the minutes that are being taken up are Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart is now playing more because Hayward's not there. And you're saying it's one less person to take the ball away, however you phrased it. I don't think shots are a big problem. Whether or not Jason Tatum gets 16 shots a game or 14 shots a game won't affect his play. Same thing with Jaylen Brown. It affects Marcus Smart, who is a volume shooter, and when he gets more shots, he has the ability to get hot. But I don't think that matters much at all. And don't discount the bench. I mean, you kind of started the argument. You understand the bench is short. Don't throw that away. That's the most important part here, especially in the playoffs when your rotation is only eight guys, maybe nine if someone gets into foul trouble. You're not going to see what you saw from Robert Williams every night. They need a guy with some pop off the bench to compete in the long term with Toronto, Milwaukee, and hopefully they get to the NBA Finals and have to play the Clippers or the Lakers. You need a guy who is impactful off the bench, because there is going to be a time where it's one or two guys in the starting five get into foul trouble in the playoffs when they're playing stars from other teams like Giannis, like Chris Middleton, like LeBron, like Kawhi Leonard. Gordon Hayward is very important to this team,
and they can't win without him. I've never not said that.
But that all of that makes the Celtics a better team.
I know, but right now, like, we just talked about Kyrie Irving and Al Horford not being a part of the equation.
Well, the Irving thing is chemistry more than anything else.
That's addition by subtraction.
Can I not use that with Gordon Hayward?
No, you can't, because with Kyrie Irving, it was completely different.
Jason Tatum
was afraid to be a star when he was there.
You're saying the chemistry is better because Hayward's not there?
I'm saying that the Celtics are a better basketball team now.
I just gave you about 8 reasons why they're not.
But why are they winning then? I'm telling you right now, guys, Gordon Hayward not shoot 5 threes in a fourth quarter.
I understand
that. Never happen.
You would need to.
Never.
Do you want Marcus Smart to shoot 5 threes in the fourth quarter in every game? I mean, dude, what you saw last night was
necessary.
But Gordon Hayward wouldn't do it is what I'm telling you.
How does that factor in there?
Because they won the game on 5 three-pointers in a fourth quarter.
It was necessary and, for lack of a better phrase, lucky. Marcus Smart's not going to hit. Think Marcus Smart's going to hit 5 threes in a row to bring you back in a playoff game every night?
All right, hang on. I got a better question for Joe. If you think that Tuukka Rask leaving was something he shouldn't have done, you think Tuukka Rask leaving was, you know, when he left the bubble, right? I'm not putting words in your mouth.
I think when he left the bubble, it closed the chances on them winning a championship.
That's not what I'm saying. Do you hold it against Tuukka Rask for leaving?
I actually respect anyone's decision who wants to leave the bubble.
Oh, okay, all right. Because when this all first happened,
well, he said that off the bat. It just closed. They ruined their chance.
Because what I was going to ask you is, do you fault Gordon Hayward for leaving for his child's birth?
No, good. But what I'm saying is, if Gordon Hayward does come back, they don't put him in the starting rotation.
They get worse. No, yeah, they absolutely do.
They absolutely will,
but they shouldn't
start him.
I hear what you're saying. It's just I'm making a take. My take is they're playing better basketball. They are. How are we arguing this? They have a good record without Gordon Hayward.
You would have won.
Do they not have a good record without Gordon Hayward?
In the playoffs, they're 5-0 without Hayward.
Yes, that's good. Last time I checked, that's very good.
3-0 against a team that didn't want to be there. With or without Hayward, they would have swept them.
You guys crap all over my takes all the time.
Yes.
But they're good.
No, they're not.
Good. They're 5-0 without Gordon Hayward. They went 14-6 without Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward has never worked out with the Celtics ever. He's never worked out here,
Joe,
ever,
because he's been hurt a lot of the time, Joe.
How many points are you making for me, Wallach? He's never been good here ever. It's never worked out.
Except for this season.
The contract never has ever worked.
So now
that he's gone,
Hayward wasn't good this year. Hayward wasn't good at all this year.
No, Gordon Hayward's an all-star player when he can be a part of a team without 4 other all-stars.
Joe, they would have swept Philadelphia without him or with him. It didn't matter. Doesn't matter who played against Philadelphia. You, myself,
I'm sorry to yell, but it's just like I'm giving you a take that's absolutely valid. But no, Joe, they're not 5-0 without. They'd be 0-5 with him.
Stop it. It doesn't matter. They played Philadelphia. Anybody could have swept that team. They were waiting until they could leave Orlando.
By the way, somebody said, why is it every time Joe Murray has a take that's not to your liking, y'all pounce on Joe and act like he's talking crazy talk? Well, first of all, it's because I disagree with him. I'm not going to just go, yeah. But this is one
thing.
But I don't think. Stop, Joe. You don't need to yell. Everyone doesn't need to yell. But the one thing that I'll say about this is that, you know, it's not super crazy. Like, this isn't like that Charlie McAvoy was faking his concussion the other day. Like, that's crazy. This right here is something that, you know, if you truly believe that Marcus Smart, this team is much better with Marcus Smart on the floor, you know, there's some sort of evidence to, or at least of a, you can make an argument that the team is better the more time that Marcus Smart is playing, but you also can make an argument that Gordon Hayward is an all-star and somebody that if you can have a dude like Marcus Smart on your bench and be able to come in when you need him as a loaded weapon, when you need that energy, it just makes the team better. I understand what you're saying, and you can't, I think, just go right and look at the record of this team and look at that. The one thing that I think is the most encouraging out of all of this is, you know, we just went down that big list of the Bruins, you know, Flutish and Zawa made. There was only three players that they think were overperforming. I'm looking at this Celtics team, and you take a look at what you expected from them in the playoffs, and right off the bat, I can think of four that are completely overperforming. Robert Williams, we didn't think he was going to be able to be this guy right now, at least this soon. Marcus Smart's overperforming. Kemba Walker, because we didn't know what he was going to be, is overperforming. And Daniel Theis is no question overperforming. As a matter of fact, there aren't a ton of people that you could... Well, first of all, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, we expected to be great, and they've been great. But there aren't a ton of people on this team that you're looking at and going, ah, that's a disappointment. Enes Kanter is who he is. If you're going to put anybody in that category, maybe I would put him there, but I didn't expect a ton out of the guy anyway. The rest of this team, that's the one thing about this Celtics team, is that what they've been able to do is exceed expectations and come together and play great basketball from the second they step foot in Orlando. And I know that you're going to have this, I've said it from the beginning, this Raptors series I still believe is going to go seven. They've got the best is yet to come for those guys. But damn it, Kemba Walker, as you said, is the closer. And as bad as he could be at the beginning of the game, he's been exactly the guy that you wanted. Jason Tatum has become, he just had his best playoff performance right now against a damn good team that many people thought were going to take this series. Jaylen Brown's been maybe the most consistently excellent guy on this team so far. And when you've got Marcus Smart playing the way he was playing and Robert Williams just coming out and saving your first quarter, man, this team's getting scary. They're getting to a point where they're scary. And if you've also got Gordon Hayward, from what we heard from Brad Stevens, possibly coming back by the end of this round, like when they're saying 2 weeks, I mean, that he could be available for the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, to me, you could say that the team's better without Gordon Hayward. I'd say, hey, man, that's just more ammo for what already is this stockpile of deadly weapons.
They
that
are
you've got
absolutely going to need him. If not, I thought they'd need him in this series. If they can somehow beat Toronto, and they're well on their way to doing that, they're going to need him against Milwaukee, who is much deeper than you are, or Miami, who is still deeper than you are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Miami is, they're the real deal, and they've been that way for a while. And I've never doubted Miami, and I think Miami is just, they are, Joe Burrow, you
If I may have one more minute, I've never said that they don't need Gordon Hayward. I've never said that. All I'm trying to
That's
tell you is.
That's the puzzling thing. They need him, but they're not as good.
I think they have tried to force a square peg into a round hole for 4 years, and they don't need him. They don't need him.
They absolutely need
him. No, listen. Down the way, if they're going to have to size up against Giannis, I get it. If they're going to have to go up against Bam Adebayo, he's going to be a good fit. And I get it. But I don't think he should start when he comes back. And I think they should roll with what they have. And I think the team's happy without the teacher's pet there.
You know, somebody said, hey, Joe Murray is the Whitey Bulger to Tucker and Rich's hot take police. And, you know, so, you know what? I don't even think this is that hot of a take. I don't.
It's
I think
idiotic.
it's something that you can actually make a decent point out of. Listen, they play well without Gordon Hayward. Are they better? I think having more great players is better. He doesn't screw up the chemistry.
Do I have to pull up the Jackie McMullen article from last year? Like, there were players who were upset that they thought that he was the teacher's pet. They didn't like that they kept putting him in and starting him over. Imagine this. They were starting Gordon Hayward over Jaylen Brown. Think about that for a minute. I'm sorry I bring takes to the table. Like, I'm sorry I'm doing that.
Why are you getting offended?
But it's just that, like, you crap all over them. Like, why? I don't even have, like, a...
We're not allowed to disagree.
No, you can disagree. It's just you crap all over it.
You're basically telling me
that my take means nothing. And really, if the team has been successful...
No, I'm pointing out facts that support my take, which is the opposite of yours.
No, yours is crap on Joe's.
Joe Murray, come on. What are we doing here? You don't realize that you're not just on the Touch of Rich show. You've entered the sports debate hot take arena.
Oh, yeah.
You got to wake up every morning with that picture of John Wallach on your mirror. And then you crumple it up and you throw it in a trash can.
He does that, yeah.
I mean, don't come to the table unless you got glasses over here. Gappy Magoo, you know, if you don't think you can't take his fire, all right? You're in the arena. He's going to stick Paulie's robot on you at some point.
I just like how you just got angry there. Right. I like how you just got legit pissed.
I am pissed.
There's no reason to be.
Oh, he can't come back here. I'll draw you guys. It's just like I snapped. I finally snapped.
I don't understand. Why can't I present an opposing point of view by using facts?
You've been doing this for 40 years.
Because you keep saying the same thing over and over again.
All I'm trying to tell you is I think that they like to play basketball without Gordon Hayward.
And I think you're wrong.
Okay.
That's what this comes down to.
I think that we got to take a break. All right, we'll be right back, and we'll see if this foil is over. The Hot Take Arena! Let the battles begin!
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tatum down the right side, kick out to the corner, swung from Grant Williams to Marcus Smart. Maybe they can. It's three in the air. It's good, and he got fouled.
Man, give me some ketchup, somebody. Somebody just spill it on my hot dog. Marcus Smart, baby, are you real right now? Ooh, man. He's talking a little pump fake, gets his man up in the air. Barely hit him on the arm, but he'll take it and one and another one. 4-point play.
Free throw. Got it. Marcus Smart has all 16 Boston points in the quarter.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.